And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Twin Loop head football coach Mike Kojal. Coach, I talk to other coaches about this all the time, and that's the phrase, control what you can control. Last week you had something that you couldn't control. You were supposed to play Overton, unfortunately, due to their numbers, not able to play that game last week. Can you just talk about navigating through that as you try to keep your team on its plan and on schedule as you get ready for this week?
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. We can't control that. There's nothing we can do about it, and there's no reason to feel bad for ourselves or whine about it or anything else. It just is not going to happen. I told the guys, we just need to accept that and move on. You know, it could be worse. We could be in their shoes. They had to forfeit, you know, and so, you know, we decided not to get real upset about it, and we used that time to help try to get better and work on some things we thought we maybe we you know, had problems with in our first game, spent a little extra time on some fundamentals, and then started to prepare for Anselmo Myrna, you know, which is a quality opponent. It's going to be a real good team.
Mike, coming out of that first week, and then as you go through practice this week, what are some of the things that you have been most pleased with coming out of week number one?
Oh, you know, I think, you know, special teams, we're really pretty good at special teams. We got some kids that can kick the ball. You know, we blocked, you know, two punts, one for a touchdown in our first game. We kicked the ball in the end zone, I think, every time, except maybe one. You know, we made all of our extra points. When we did punt, we had a good punt. So I thought special teams was really good. You know, I thought that we ran the ball well. After the first quarter, we're a little sluggish. We're maybe trying to be a little too cute, or our coach was trying to be a little too cute, and we kind of just got the basics, and things worked real well. And so, you know, we were pleased with our effort. You know, I thought the kids really hit hard, harder than this group has probably ever hit, to be honest with you. They were pretty physical on defense, and that was good to see.
Mike, you talked about your run game a little bit. I know so much of that starts up front. I love to talk to coaches about the battle up front, the line of scrimmage, but also the communication that goes on up front. I mean, things happen. You got to adjust to it. You got to communicate. Talk about that aspect of it for your team. Are you pleased with what's happening up front in the early part of the season?
Yeah, offensively we are. You know, we're led by our center, Brennan Behrens, a real smart kid. This is his first year starting, but he's ready to start, ready to play. He does a good job. You know, I think at the guard position, one of the guard positions anyway, we alternate our tight end and our guard, and they just take turns on series. And it's mostly because they're both really good athletes, you know, and do a great job of catching and blocking, and we need them on the field. We have an abundance of good tight ends this year. And so they've had to talk some things out, but they do a great job, and I was really happy with how they blocked and double-teamed last week. They made a great duo, to be honest with you. And so that's a little different. They're playing a different position this year, and they both accepted the challenge really well, and they take turns playing in, and they've done a good job. So, you know, I was pretty happy with, especially our run blocking. Our pass blocking, to be honest with you, we had some breakdowns, and we've tried to adjust that this week and make sure we do our jobs and know what we're doing. So we'll continue to try to improve and work on our communication skills as the year goes along.
Mike, you mentioned tonight this week's opponent, Anselmo Myrna, a great test for both of you guys. Talk a little bit about your preparation for them and what will be the keys for the Wolves.
Well, you know, last year we played them up at Loup County, and it was a pretty good game the first half. We felt like we made some mental mistakes, which cost us, and then we tried to do a little too much in the second half and made some turnovers and some big mistakes, which really cost us, and Anselmo Myrna, to their credit, took advantage of that and beat us fairly soundly by a couple scores. We've got to stop the Derby kid. You know, last year I think he had like 47 carries for 280 yards or more. We've got to stop him. He's tough. You know, they have a new defensive coordinator this year, so things will be a little bit different what they're doing on defense. We got to prepare for that. So I think what is the key to success is, it's like always, we've got to take care of the ball, make big plays, and we got to slow the Dree kid down, which is not going to be an easy task. He's big, he's tough, he's fast, he's talented. that'll be what we have to do.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We always appreciate the time that you give us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your support and coverage.